With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. President Trump's administration directed immigration officials to largely pause raids on farms, hotels, restaurants, and meatpacking plants. Reports say that information came from an internal email, a senior Trump official, and a person familiar with the matter. The order to scale back on immigration raids came from President Trump himself. It appears to slow down a late May demand from White House aide Stephen Miller for more aggressive immigration raids. The sources said that the president wasn't aware of the extra enforcement push, and once it hit him, he pulled it back. The president posted on his Truth Social site that he disapproved of how farmers and hotels were being affected. The United Farm Workers Union said last week that it was skeptical the new directive would help workers without legal status. Other reports show that the turnaround in deportations of farm workers came after Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins raised her concerns. Last week, two federal agencies released reports that showed increasing demand for soybeans. The first change came in the monthly supply and demand tables released by the USDA. Then Friday, the EPA released the RVO, or the Renewable Volume Obligations. Ben Brown, an extension agricultural economist at the University of Missouri, says the EPA's announcement puts American agriculture on a path to use an extra 1 billion pounds of soybean oil in the new marketing year.
You know, I think this really is a at least it's a multi-year, you know, step in a domestic demand increase picture to help support soybean prices.
The announced RVO still has hurdles to pass. For instance, there is a comment period prior to the final ruling announcement. The EPA RVO's ruling comment period closes on August 8th. Groups like the National Sorghum Producers voiced support for the EPA's proposed renewable fuel standard volume requirements for 2026 and 27. Sorghum continues to gain traction as a dependable, low-input advanced biofuel stock, and this rule lays out important groundwork to expand our role in current and future biofuels markets. That coming from Sorghum Producers CEO Tim Lutz. Clean Fuels Alliance America thanked the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin for releasing the overdue proposed rule. Continued growth and market stability through the RFS will enable more economic opportunities, create more jobs, and revitalize America's agricultural sectors. That coming from CFA Vice President of Federal Affairs Kurt Kovarik. Senator Amy Klobuchar said the blending levels under the RFS advance the bipartisan efforts Senator Chuck Grassley and I have led to increase the blending of homegrown biofuels, including ethanol and biodiesel. The Meat Institute called this week for the processing sector, a critical part of the meat and poultry supply chain, to be included in the Trump administration's plans for a stable and legal agriculture workforce. As reforms are considered, we urge the Trump administration to include meat and poultry packers and processors in the efforts to improve agriculture worker programs. That coming from Juliana Potts, the president and CEO of the Meat Institute. More than 850,000 hog farmers, cattle ranchers, and poultry growers rely on meat packers to market their animals, and consumers rely on processors for the nutrient-dense meat and poultry that they feed their families. Meat and poultry processors keep the rural economy moving by producing beef, pork, and poultry purchased by 98% of American households. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.